Amazon says Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO later this year, a role he's had since he founded the company about 30 years ago. Bezos built that firm from an online bookstore into a behemoth that sells you just about everything. Amazon says he will be replaced in the fall by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon's cloud business. Bezos will then become the company's executive chairman. Bezos also owns the Washington Post, and for the moment anyway, he is the richest person in the world. Let's go live on Skype to CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur to take a look at what Bezos is up to here. Ian, do we know why Bezos is making this move?
Apparently, the way Amazon is putting this is it's more of a restructuring of who does what than it is particularly him retiring. He's said that he plans to still stick around. He'll be an executive chairman, so he will be involved in a lot of decisions, and they indicated that his interests are in new products and stuff like that. And the CFO, on a call with investors, said that the CEO role is really all-encompassing in and of itself. And so there was a sense that maybe letting Bezos work on the higher level stuff would make more sense. So that was an interesting perspective. And of course, you have to consider Bezos, on top of everything you've mentioned, he has a number of outside projects. He owns the Washington Post, as you mentioned, but he's also got Blue Origin, this rocket company that's competing with SpaceX from Elon Musk. And he spends $1 billion a year on that. So it's something that I think is becoming more and more important. And it's very clear probably that he's going to be looking at a lot of that stuff too.
Now, I know he wants to work it as a company, but is his real aspiration to be a space traveler himself?
You know, that's a great question. I think everyone at some point probably has that ambition. But one of the larger questions I think Blue Origin has to answer is that most of their rockets and everything they've been doing has not been doing as much as SpaceX. You know, SpaceX was able to last year actually do the first American manned blast off into space in over a decade, right? Ever since the shuttle program shut down. So I think that if he wants to start doing that stuff, there's a lot more that needs to be done when you consider what SpaceX and some of the others are doing.
What he's created with Amazon, of course, is incredible. And with the understanding that the final chapters are yet to be written, how would you describe his tech legacy so far?
I think that he gave us a new sense of how large a company can be. I mean, you think of Apple as one of the very rare examples of a company that started off strong, almost went to bankruptcy, and then turned around and became a behemoth. Amazon, in a lot of ways, was kind of the slow way to the behemoth size, right? One of the jokes 20 years ago was that it may never make a profit. And of course, now it made $7.2 billion in a profit just in the last 3 months. But that was one of the things, is that he was able to convince investors, no, it's all about the future. Just trust me on that. And in a world where everything's driven by 3 month financial results, that's something that probably is going to help the next tech company down the line.
And what about the dark side of Amazon, Ian, from shutting down mom and pop stores to the horrific stories you hear about conditions at some of those warehouses? Employees must work incredibly fast to make their quotas and are pushed to the limit. That's another kind of history being made.
Absolutely. And it's not one of the things I think that Bezos leaves behind is a lot of big questions facing Amazon. They're in the middle of trying to fight union starting within one of their plants. They've got the work condition concerns. They've got antitrust and regulatory stuff coming on them from the European Union, from the United States. There's a lot that's before them. And I think that the next step for Amazon is really figuring out, how do we be a large company without ruining other companies in the process? And so far, they've seemed to really struggled with that.
I sure appreciate your time, as always. Good to hear from you.
Thanks for having me.
That's Ian Schur, CNET's editor-at-large, joining us on Skype. We're discussing the move of Jeff Bezos stepping away from CEO of Amazon after starting that company all the way back in 1995.